think the emotion of the last 2 weeks is just catching up with me. Please give me a moment. It's a step in the right direction.
That is Democratic State Representative Stephanie Stahl Hamilton. After her bill, designed to repeal Arizona's Civil War era abortion law, passed the state house. Republicans Matt Gress, Tim Dunn, Justin Wilmoth sided with the Democrats to repeal that near total abortion ban that went into effect when Arizona was actually a territory. The law that was upheld by the Arizona Supreme Court a little over 2 weeks ago. So here's Republican Representative Alexander Culloden, not nearly as happy as the Democrats.
I'm disgusted and I'm disappointed. I am pleased that almost all Republicans and all the real Republicans did stick together.
And lambasting his fellow Republicans that voted for the bill, suggesting it doesn't help their chances of getting reelected this November.
I'm expecting the pro-life movement to vote only for those Republicans who actually voted the Republican Party platform.
Democratic State Representative Stahl Hamilton understands what it took for Republicans to vote for her bill, for this bill.
It's personal for a lot of people. There were some impassioned speeches. There was some harsh rhetoric thrown out there.
But she also said,
we know that the majority of Arizonans are with us on this.
So now that the repeal has passed the state house, what happens in the state Senate? They're expected to vote on this next Wednesday. And here's KTAR legal analyst Barry Markson explaining what could happen.
Last week, the Senate voted on a similar bill, and two Republicans joined all of the Democrats to vote to repeal. So assuming those two Republicans maintain that position, I expect the Senate will also approve this House bill.
Then, if that's what happens, if Governor Katie Hobbs signs it, the repeal would go into effect 90 days afterward. And
the law will revert to the 2022 law that was passed by the legislature that provided for legal abortions up until the 15th week of pregnancy. After the 15th week, all abortions are banned.
With the exception of being to save the life of the mother. And, of course, this could all be a moot point by November, when Arizonans will likely be asked if they want to add a state constitutional amendment allowing abortions up until fetal viability, which is a lot more like 24 weeks or 25 weeks, depending on where science stands right now. This, of course, is the Arizona political headline that made national headlines, was the top national story a couple of weeks ago. And we have another one today, which is the state electors, the fake electors, as they're being called by the attorney general of the state of Arizona. They're making headlines because 11 of them have been indicted. The folks who said that Donald Trump actually won the vote in Arizona in 2020, they, along with seven other people, and we believe at least a couple of these people to be Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, have been indicted as well. That is the big headline coming out of Arizona that is actually the top political story across the country. And we'll have details on that coming up in just a few here on Arizona's Morning News.